Pearl City resident Kelly Boken spent the last 3 months securing food donations and financial assistance for hundreds of stranded Marshallese citizens. Back in March, the Republic of the Marshall Islands closed its borders to travelers, including citizens who are on their way home.
Well, it was kind of a shocking news, you know, and we thought it was going to be shorter than expected. But as of now, it's been extended till July 5th, and we're not sure how long it's going to take, you know, how long more it's going to take.
The Majuro native helped found the Marshallese Community Organization of Hawaii. The group organized food drives and started a GoFundMe page for the stranded Marshallese.
We were able to keep them some cash. It was not much, but we believe it was enough for them to buy toilet papers, you know, rice, you know, those. We cannot survive without, you know, heating rice. And, you know, all those kind of, all those kind of household necessity that we need on a daily basis.
Isabella Silt, Consul General for the Marshall Islands, says most stranded Marshallese are staying with family and friends here in Hawaii. She says another 100 or so Marshallese citizens are stranded around the world because of the coronavirus travel ban.
The Marshall Islands is currently holding discussions on the arrangements and protocols for citizens stranded here in COVID-19-affected countries to be repatriated.
Until the Marshallese government can ensure none of these stranded citizens return with the virus, the borders will remain closed. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.